I flew high above Magnolia Cove atop my dragon, Hugo. Wind rustled the trees, sending a cluster of fiery-colored oak leaves streaming my way. Hugo opened his mouth and bit them, quickly dropping the leaves once he realized they didn't taste nearly as good as he thought. Not the treat you wanted, huh? I said.
No,
he replied wordlessly. He didn't speak aloud. Instead, the words flowed directly into my head. We were connected, this dragon familiar and I. My boy, whom I'd raised from an egg, had quickly grown in the past year. With the help of a little magic, he currently slept in my bedroom, but that wouldn't last much longer. After all, I could ride him now, and he was big. So big, he needed his own place, like a stable. I'd never heard of a stable for dragons, but I didn't think it was out of the realm of possibility. Besides, I'd be moving in with Axel soon. Or, to put it plainly, I'd be marrying him and moving in. There were lots of woods behind Axel's house. Hugo would love it. He'd have an entire forest to explore. The smell of burning leaves filled my nose, and I inhaled deeply. Fall had arrived, my favorite time of year. Truly the best. I couldn't wait to drink hot apple cider, eat some pumpkin-flavored, well, anything, and enjoy the falling temperatures. We reached Bubbling Cauldron Road. Folks lined both sides doing their Saturday morning shopping. Betty had been kind enough to watch my store, Familiar Place, for me, while I took Hugo out for a ride. Besides, today was a special day. It was the day I would display my wedding dress for my family.